This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do get involved in the conversation, seriously. I know there's a thousand other shows, stations, what have you, listening to and dealing with, but you've chosen this one, which, as far as I'm concerned, shows me how smart you actually are. Shows me how high your IQ actually is. Anyway, again, always a pleasure to be with you. Always a pleasure to have you with me here on the show and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You can always send me an email, too, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Some of you don't want to be on the air. You don't want to be referred to, all that fun stuff. Just as long as you send me a sane question. Right? You're not getting stupid on me? I'm good. I won't call you out. I won't make fun of you or anything like that. By the way, the numbers, you know, because somebody's already sent me some stuff here. The numbers for unemployment, you can find them at the Bureau of Labor Statistics yourself. Yes, they're boring. Yeah, they're a pain in the butt. Grab yourself a cup of coffee or a Coke or whatever it is that you do and sit down and start looking. You're going to see, you know, you'll see where President Obama's at, really what he's done in his administration. What he's actually done for jobs, or hasn't done for jobs, however you want to look at it. So, my question to you this hour is, should states, cities, towns, whatever, should they have to follow federal law? You know, we were talking about the medical marijuana stuff. Now, let's be clear. I'm not against any medicine, process, procedure that helps people get their lives better. You know, helps them be healthier. So let's just get that out of the way now. But when it comes to marijuana, which we've done shows around marijuana, we've had the experts in. It's not Joe, the old white guy who hates drugs. No, we've had people in that have used it, continue to use it, that will tell you from a medicinal standpoint how you should use it. Remember, it's, I don't know what it's called. I mean, you know, what is it, the THC or whatever it is that's in marijuana. And it comes in many forms. It comes in smoke. It comes in oil. You can put it in food. You don't have to smoke it. All right? And what's really funny, you know, again, in California, they want you to quit smoking cigarettes. It's so bad for you. They want you to quit smoking cigarettes. They tax the crap out of you here. They just add another, what, $2 a pack? For a cigarette tax? Yeah, they just did. They just added another $2. And the funny thing about it, the people that are hurt the worst are the people in the lower socioeconomic rung when it comes to that stuff. Because more of them smoke than not. They don't have the money. So the state figures, well, if we tax them like crazy, they won't be able to afford the cigarettes. They won't smoke anymore. Yes, they will. They'll eat less food. They'll get it from other places. It's not the way to get people to stop doing stuff. Browbeating someone is not the way to get people to stop doing things. It doesn't work. It never has. It's not going to work now. You guys make me nuts. You really do. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. So The University of California, and even actually this, the new state attorney general that's going to be appointed here shortly, but the University of California is digging in and getting ready to fight Trump on illegal immigration. So here's the thing. They're getting ready to fight Trump. In other words, they're getting ready to break federal law. And you know who's doing it? Former administration official Janet Napolitano. She's now the head of California's public university system. She's digging in for a fight with President-elect Donald Trump. The funny thing about this, wasn't she the one that had that kid removed? Seven-year-old kid removed at gunpoint from a home in Florida and sent back to Cuba under President, what's-his-face?
Clinton.
Yeah, President Clinton. That was her, right? Am I mixing up my stories?
I'm not sure that was her.
All right, so don't listen to me. I don't have a clue what I'm talking about. It was under Clinton, though. She had them... No, couldn't have been. Why don't you look that up real quick?
I'll look that up for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll
wait. Anyway, but it was under President Clinton that the AG... Yeah, maybe it wasn't her. Look, at my age, I forget things. So the anyway, they took a kid out of the house. They took that young kid out of the house, sent him back to Cuba. And Castro touted that as a major win for the underdog. Now, Napolitano, who also served as Secretary of Homeland Security during Obama's first term, announced Wednesday that the vast higher education system she runs will not enforce federal law. So they're going to break the law. See, that's what I think, and I know some of you won't agree.
Janet Reno.
Janet Napolitano, Janet Reno, Janet's, you know, they're all kind of whacked. Elian Gonzalez. That was it, the little boy. Mm-hmm. Petrified little kid. Ripping him out of his dad's hands. At gunpoint with a federal SWAT team, an FBI SWAT team. That just, can you imagine if that was done under a... Yeah.
Big rifles.
Can you imagine a Republican doing that? A Republican president pulling that off? Are you serious? They'd have him strung up before the end of the day.
I'm sure the Republican Congress.
Yeah. So the... Now again, this is what my original argument was. You have states... You have sanctuary cities. Now you're going to have sanctuary colleges across the country. Should they withhold federal funds? Now, what was really funny was the Supreme Court told Obama. He did it anyway. Or he tried to do it. But the Supreme Court told Obama, if he didn't... Well, you'll have to find it out on the other side of the break. He was threatening some of these cities. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of 1 free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry. Call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We're back. You're listening to The Real Side. On, you know, you couldn't do this song today. Really, can you imagine? They would be picketing. She's a brick house? I mean, they would be picketing the TV, whatever it's called, the station, the radio station. Right? It would just be disgusting. It would just be hilarious. Anyway, always a pleasure. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me on the... If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going up there. There's a live Facebook feed. You can hop over there. But go to my website, therealside.com, where you can buy my new book, Ramblings of Rambling. See, I do ramble. If you've been listening to the show, you know it's Ramblings. Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. It's conversations that you're having around the table or you're afraid to have. You're afraid to have what you're... workers or what have you, and we take on every issue. Every issue there is, just like you hear on the show, you'll see it in the book. And if you want to find that, you can find it in the, go up to the real side, you'll see a big red red button there. It says store. Head into the store. You'll check out the books. If you want to buy a Kindle version of it, you've got to get that at Amazon. Head to Amazon.com and just search on Ramblings of a Right Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. Okay. Matter of fact, you put that on your coffee table, I guarantee you it'll spur conversation. If it doesn't, you've got blind people in the house. There's no way. All right, because I talk about that now, and people go, you actually wrote a book with that title? Yeah, I actually did. And some people who won't even open the book, they won't even they won't read any part of it. I will guarantee you that I'll be called a bigot, a homo. I mean, they'll just read the table of contents and call me a bigot, homophobe, phobophobe, and something else a phobe, I'm sure. And the big thing, though, that makes them the craziest is I don't care. I just don't care. Right? We have to be able to talk. If we can't talk about this stuff, right, we got a problem. And as a country, as a group, as small families, the book will give you ammunition on how to approach some things. They're pretty sharp. Sharp-tongued to a degree. The foreword's been written by Rick Green of Wall Builders. Okay, there's a lot of endorsements by people you know. Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina Loudon, you see her on Fox News all the time. Dr. Tom Borelli. Evan Sayed, Kevin Jackson, Anne-Marie Morrell, I mean, from Politichicks. I won't say we all grew up. They've been around longer than I have. I don't mean in age. I don't want the women getting mad at me. But they've been doing this longer than I have. So it's kind of nice to be in with that group. And they gave me some tips and they gave me some direction. But I got to tell you something. You know, unless you're willing to get gutsy, unless you're willing to go out there and speak to these things, we're not going to maintain. You know, it's my argument with some of you. Some of you know that I'm on a school board. And it's nice that you elected me to school. Thank you. All right, I'm on a school board. I'm a hardcore right-wing conservative on the school board in Southern California. I need your support. I need your help. You can't just elect me and expect me to go to town and get everything done. There's four other people on that board with me. What are you doing to help me? I was just talking to somebody today who remembered coming in when I put a plea out for people to come help on something they did. But the loons on the left are there most of the time, arguing points most of the time. So you gotta get involved, you gotta get engaged, and then you have to shore up the person that you say you want to help. Or you're trying to help, whatever. Anyway, I'll get off it, I promise. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time. You know, and it's funny because being on a school board, and the story that we're talking about now, whether the states and cities have to follow the law, we have to follow the law. As a school board, we lose our funding if we don't follow certain state statutes and laws. Right? If there's certain programs that we sign up for or are forced on us by the state, if we don't roll them out the way we're supposed to, they take money away from us. We don't see the funds. So now, you've got Janet Napolitano, who knows how this works. You know, think about this. So she served as the Secretary of Homeland Security in Obama's first term. She knows the danger of what's going on. She knows what's happening out there. She knows how strong we have to be. And yet she's willing to take your hard-earned taxpayer dollars at a federal and a state level. She's blowing my state dollars, too. There's no secret here. By spending more money on illegal. So I just found out the other day, this is the thing that frosts my buns. Is they give illegals in the state, I don't care whether you came over last month or 10 years ago, if you're an illegal in this state and you go to college in this state, you get in-state tuition, whether you came over a month ago or 10 years ago. Legal people who come here from other countries, they pay out-of-state tuition. Okay? American citizens from other states in this country, they pay out-of-state tuition. And they'll tell you, we've read articles from the California school system. They love out-of-state people because they just charge them through the nose for being here. But you get over that border. See, I'm telling you, I would tell them I just got here from another country. Shh, and I don't have any papers. Come on, it's worth $80,000-$90,000 to you, isn't it? $100,000, think about that. You probably get a $100,000 education in the state of California just by, you know, I could be you, Jose Messina's, and tell them I just came over the border. Don't speak English too well. I need to be educated. And they would do it. Here in California, they would. That's why I said to you, I keep telling you people, encourage Trump to build the wall, but don't have him stop when he gets, you know, have him come up the mountain line of California. Build that wall right up there. I'm telling you. I'm willing to give, raise your hand, right? You're willing to give the left coast? We can give up some water on the left coast of California. Get that wall up. Put a couple of doors in. Guard the doors. We don't want those California people back in the rest of the country. You realize if you carve out California alone, Hillary would easily lose her 2 million vote lead. All right, I'm sorry. I'll get back to the story. So Napolitano, who served as the Secretary of the Homeland Security during Obama's first term, she announced Wednesday that the higher education system she runs will not enforce federal law. So in other words, she has just told people on paper, in an email, and in a press release that she will willingly break federal law. Isn't there a law against that? How does that work? She went on to say, we still don't know what the policies and practices of the incoming federal administration may adopt. They're not going to adopt any. How about we just stick with the law? Janet, what if they just stick with the law? What's to adopt? Okay. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
In
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Your host, listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation, seriously. And certainly you should be. Whether you hop up on the Facebook page where there, there's a live Facebook feed going on, a lot of people there, a lot of people smarter than me in that room. Let's just be honest about it, right? You want to converse with them, and you want to get involved in that conversation. You really do, I'm telling you. You can hop up on the website where there's a live chat room going on there as well. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. There's smarter people than I are all over the place. But anyway, I'm going to get back to this because I don't want to lose any time on this. I'm just, you know, we were talking earlier about sanctuary cities and how sanctuary cities and told Trump that they're not going to enforce the law. They're not going to do what they're supposed to be doing. Come on, think of that. And they don't expect to be punished for it. Right? Now you've got the... Yeah, think about all these people across... I mean, all these groups across the country. You know, the protests. They want to say you're taking away their freedom of speech, yet the city says you can have your protest, but you need to get a permit for it. Somebody needs to be responsible for the damage. And there's a big difference between a protest and a riot. You want to march the streets with signs and pickets and that kind of... That's fine. But you don't have a right, you know, to key cars, smash windows, break windows to stores, steal stuff out of CVS. That's no longer a protest. That is now a riot. And then you have legislators say, well, they're just blowing off steam. Well, then why don't you go to jail for them blowing off the steam? Why don't you pick up, you know, it's easy when you're sitting there in the mayor's seat to spend taxpayer money to fix, you know, fix the things that the rioters are doing because it ain't your money. If it was your money, it'd probably be a whole different animal now, wouldn't it? So again, Napolitano, she knows how this stuff works. But she has said that she will not enforce federal law when it comes to illegal immigrants. I guess she'll enforce it to everything for everything else, right? So she'll enforce federal law against American citizens, I'm sure. But not against illegals. And she doesn't even know what his policy is going to be yet. And it's not his policies. He just keeps saying, we're going to enforce the law. Why is that a problem? Why do people have a problem with that? I don't get it. She goes on to say that the university stopped short of declaring itself a sanctuary, but outlined new principles protecting students enrolled at the University of California who have been illegally residing in the United States. You know, there's another thing we keep forgetting, too. There are legal resident cards. So my sympathy comes when I say, have you tried at all to become legal? Have you done anything to make yourself legal in this country in any way? Other than hide in the closet and listen to what the left tells you about what the right's going to do to you. Because if you didn't do anything, if you haven't reached out, if you haven't made an attempt at becoming legal, then no, yeah, I'm okay with sending you away. Do something. Prove to us that you want to be here. The new principles clarify that the university will not break the law and that our police departments will not join in an immigration operations conducted by other police agencies. That's according to the University of California spokeswoman Diane Klein. Under federal law, the law enforcement agencies, including campus police, are required to notify federal authorities when they detain a suspected illegal immigrant. The federal law requires the agencies, including the campus police, to let the feds know. But dozens of cities across the country now have said, hey, you know, as well as colleges and churches, and, you know, the same thing with the churches. You break the law? I'm sorry. Yes, my Christian friends, we're not supposed to break the law. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us that we're supposed to live by the law. The local law, anyway. They've openly defied the law. The Obama administration did not press the issue, but Trump has vowed to cut federal funding to these sanctuary cities, colleges, and other places. I hope he does. I hope he does. I hope he goes through with it. And I don't care whether you're a church, a synagogue, a mosque, although I haven't heard too many mosques harboring fugitives. The University of California will continue to admit illegal immigrants under the same criteria as U.S. citizens or permanent residents under Napolitano's official new policy. Campus police are not allowed to cooperate with local, state, or federal law enforcement. So they now are a country unto themselves. So let them fund themselves. How's that? If a sanctuary city doesn't come under federal law, then they must come under their own law, therefore they must protect themselves. How's that? Same thing with the college campus, the University of California system. If they're not going to come on, then they can't expect to get federal funds. This is that gimme, 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 I deserve because I have a heartbeat kind of attitude. And they're perpetuating it, are they not? I think they are. That's my attitude anyway. So, and by telling her police officers that they're, see, and it puts the police officers in a bad place. You heard the Border Patrol say the same thing. We have been told by our boss to break federal law. Can't do it. All it would take would be one judge to take the case on and lock those guys up and watch at the outrage that would happen. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement considers schools, including universities and colleges, sensitive locations where they will not act unless extensive circumstances exist. A law enforcement official told Fox News that ICE does not conduct enforcement on campuses unless there is a real serious extraordinary circumstance involved. As you know, maybe as it pertains to national security. Because that never happens on campuses anywhere, right? We've never had campuses where
guys like in their 20s keep doing bad stuff to us?
Yeah. Yeah. So it doesn't matter what's taken place in the past. Yeah. So the ICE and Customs and Border Patrol sensitive locations policies, which remain in effect, provide that enforcement actions at sensitive locations should generally be avoided and require prior approval from an appropriate supervising official, which means it'll never happen under Obama. Department of Homeland Security spokesman Jillian Christensen told a news source, DHS is committed to ensuring that people seeking to participate in activities or utilize services provided by any sensitive location are free to do so without fear or hesitation, even if they're here illegally, even if they're breaking a law, even if they're using the wrong name, even if they've stolen an ID card. Those are all Joe's things. No, really. It is a safe haven for criminals. First of all, coming in here illegally, or coming here illegally, you're breaking the law. You are breaking the law. And if you feel like the law needs to be changed, change the law first, then break it. I mean, then change the law first, don't break it. Those who are regulations and but those are regulations and policies subject to change under a new administration. And most observers expect Trump to take a hard line on illegal immigration. Do you not? What part of this do you guys on the left not get? Do you not get that the vote that just went down, and you can harp on Trump if you want. I'll let you do that. Yeah, Hillary got more votes, more popular votes than Trump. But he got more counties. He got more acreage across the country. He got the way more electoral votes than he needed. If she was so popular, such the right person for the job, wouldn't it be closer? Wouldn't everything be closer? Do you know how many people stayed home and didn't vote because they didn't like either person, which was wrong? They should have come out and picked one to prove a point. But people as a whole are tired of this. Even people who voted for Clinton say, I'm tired of all this garbage, but I'm voting for Clinton because I don't like him. Not he can't get the job done. I don't like him. I don't like the way he talks. I've talked to friends of mine, hardcore Republicans, that wouldn't vote for him because they didn't like the way he talked. Are you serious? Then you get what you deserve. I mean, seriously, you get what you, everything has not been hunky-dory in this country the last 8 years. Anyway, the article goes on to say that most observers expect Trump to take a hard line on illegal immigration. Napolitano's move appears to be a preemptive strike, according to Jessica Vaughn, director of policy studies at the Center of Immigration. She is doing this for political effect, Vaughn said. The university is trying to look like they are standing up against what a Trump administration might do. But this is going to be a problem for them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee, do what you got to do, and come on back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye.
I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I want to finish this up because there's one clip that I want to play. That will finish your day off, or finish the show off, with your blood boiling. I guarantee it. Yeah, I know. So for some of you, it's too late. I'm sorry. We'll get it to start coming out your eyes and your ears and all the other wonderful places. So we've got it now. So Napolitano and others are going to break the law. Okay? They're going to, and you know, our legislature now is 2/3. They've got a supermajority up in the California legislature. So they can do anything they want to do. And they're going to do anything they want to do. Put these numbers down on a piece of paper. I'm going to give you more reasons to hate California. All right? Here's the numbers. They're really simple. They're really easy. You don't need a college degree to figure this out. Right? California makes up 16%. Of the country's population. You got that? 16. That's a 1 and a 6. Number after 15. Number just before 17. All right. California makes up 31% of the country's welfare money. So for federal welfare funds, I'm talking all that stuff, EBT, ABT, CBT, whatever it is, anything that has to do with a government handout, we get 31% of all the monies that go out. 16% of the population, 31% of the handouts. A little over 20, it's like 20.675. A little over 20% of the population of California is illegal. Any questions? So anyhow, I just, and you know, and I haven't verified this one yet, but I found out about this a few weeks ago. We get, our senators are wonderful. We get less money back per California tax dollar, which means they don't really fight for the money. So for every dollar that we spend in federal taxes, you know, my federal tax money that goes to the government, California only gets back 25 cents of that dollar or just under. Now, maybe if we kept the money here and we stopped taking federal money, we could take care of ourselves. We wouldn't need help from the feds. And then they would have to live within a budget. Yeah, it's not going to happen. Never mind. It's not going to happen. So, according to California law, minors who are in California without immigration documentation may be educated in public grade schools. And if they meet the same academic requirements that all U.S. Citizens do, notice it doesn't say living requirements. They meet the same academic requirements that all U.S. citizens do. They can attend public universities and pay in-state tuition. That's simple. But that's not exactly true either, because they get away with a lot. In May 2016, President Napolitano announced that the university would earmark $8.4 million a year through the 2018-2019 academic year for undocumented student support across its 10 campuses. Isn't that wonderful? So they've taken over $8 million of taxpayer money and earmarked that to allow children to go to school that have never paid a nickel in taxes into the system. My daughter, who lives out of state, if she came home, she decided to come home and live here, she wouldn't be able to get in-state tuition. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that just great? Anyway, hey, our buddy Senator Representative Gutierrez, who doesn't, you know, he doesn't think we really live in America here. He thinks we're in North Mexico, this guy. He says he can't go to the inauguration because Trump continues to spew hatred, bigotry, and prejudice. So he won't go to the inauguration of his new president. Yeah, that's right. It's his, unless he lives in Mexico. It's his new president because he doesn't like Trump saying we will build a great wall at the border. We will protect this country. I don't know how. Well, I do know how he gets reelected because there's low IQ voters all over the place. Let's see if I can play this clip real quick.
Let me see. Two Clinton inaugurations? I've been to two of them.
So he's been to two Clinton? Oh, come on. Really? You're going to do this to me now. He's been to two Clinton inaugurations. Here.
Two Clinton inaugurations? I've been to two of them for Bush. Been to two of them for Obama. I'm not going to this inauguration. I can't go to this inauguration because he continues to spew hatred, bigotry, and prejudice. Even after he said he was going to bring us all together, he was going to unify, but he's not. He continues to spew this kind of...
Isn't that what Obama said? He was going to unify us. He was going to pull us together. This was a purple country. Remember him saying that? Yeah. It was all a line of bunk. The proof with Obama was the first thing he said to the Congress when he won. And if you were paying attention, you'd find out that that was true. When he went and said, hey, elections have consequences. I won. You guys don't count. He didn't take any input from the Republicans. So don't give me that crap that the Republicans have always fought him. You had control for 2 years. He didn't do anything the Republicans wanted to do. He didn't do anything that the Republicans put on the table. So don't tell me he wants to work with Republicans, because that's a line of crud. This is sore losership. That's what this is. This is nothing more than Mr. Gutierrez, who can't be a true American. I'm sorry, I just don't buy it. You don't want to protect the country. You don't want to build a wall. I've heard you talk on Fox. I've heard you on CNN. And by the way, you're not an honest guy because your take, the way you couch things on Fox, totally different than on CNN. If you really believed what you said, you believed. If you really believed the way things should, you would just say it. You would just put it out there and let people hear what you're really like.
Of just hatred. And so I'm not going to be there. And I told my...
So this is what I tell you. You guys have let the left take these words over. You've let them define what the meaning of these words. Stop letting them do it. This is the time to stop it. It is not hatred to say I want to build a wall. It is not hatred to say I want to keep America safe. I want to make sure that America has a way to defend itself to the south, to the north. It's not hatred. It's not hatred to say I don't want refugees in here unless they're vetted. Especially the ones... Look, you're going to vet, I don't know, pick a country. I don't know, Scandinavian state. You're not going to vet them as thoroughly, maybe, as you would somebody coming from a war-torn, terrorist-harboring country. Should you check them? Should you make sure? But there are some areas you're going to check a little more thorough than others, are you not? Or is everybody equal? Is everything equal?
I said, you know, I'm not going, honey. And you know what she said to me? She said, oh, yeah, we're going. We're going to the march. And we're going to march for $15 an hour. We're going to march with women for their rights. We're going to march for the LGBT community. She said, Luis, we're going to go to the inauguration, except we're going to be out there marching.
Right. So we're going to go ahead and protest something that has really never been protested before. Not like this. But you're going to show, Mr. Gutierrez, you're going to show your disdain for this country by doing what you plan on doing. I loved it when you guys did a sit-in in Congress. The Dems did a sit-in. Over, I don't know if it was gun control or what it was or what have you. Remember, they were making fun of, it was all catered by Chick-fil-A. I mean, the company that you just hate so much catered your sit-in. Do you understand, this is not a college club. This is not a fraternity. This is not a joke. You are lawmakers. Lawmakers don't sit there and protest inside of Congress. You don't move a law along by protesting inside of Congress. By sitting on the floor on the carpet in there. I don't know what you were saying. We shall overcome or something stupid like that. In that particular instance. No, you make laws. You build teams. You don't want to build any teams. All you want to do is fight each other. You're going after the enemy because that's how you see it. You see it because we don't agree with you. The proof is, look, you're talking about haters. Because we want to build a wall, we're haters. We don't believe in same-sex marriage, we're haters. You don't believe in my right to worship. I can prove it. The things that you've said on O'Reilly. You don't believe in freedom of speech either. You only believe in freedom of your speech. You're not honest. And the people who talk like him, the people that are saying things the way he's saying them, they're not honest people. They're not people of integrity. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina. If you like what you heard tonight, and you're kind of behind the ballgame, you've just kind of caught up with the show, head over to my website, therealside.com. We have classic podcasts. We've got all kinds of stuff up on the website. You can buy the book through the store there, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You're going to love the book. I'm telling you, if you want to go through it a little bit, you can head over to Amazon, look it up there. I know you don't Google it in Amazon. I guess you Amazon it in Amazon.
Search.
Oh, yeah, search for it in Amazon. Everybody's got a lingo they want to use. I am Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Again, you can find stations and times, other ways to catch the show. Have a great rest of the day. Don't get stupid. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Hopefully you will be, too.